Live from the campus of Hillsdale College in beautiful Hillsdale, Michigan, this is Scott Bertram in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show for Wednesday, November 20th, 2019. Here are three big things you need to know. Three, the green wave of campaign cash that boosted Democrats and liberal causes in 2018 included an unprecedented gusher of secret money. New documents obtained by Politico show. That's right, Democrats using and benefiting from that dark money they love to demonize. Wonders never cease. Two, Mark D'Antonio made a clear statement about his future yesterday. The Michigan State head coach, feeling some heat, stated plainly he intends to be back on the sidelines in 2020. Good news or bad news for MSU fans? And number one, 10 of the 18 Democratic candidates for president will gather tonight in Georgia for the fifth debate of the 2020 presidential campaign. Comes in the midst of a shuffling among the top-tier candidates, at least in some states. Pete Buttigieg, the mayor of South Bend, has seen a surge of support in the early voting states of Iowa and perhaps New Hampshire as well. More on that coming up in just a second or two. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show on this Wednesday across the state of Michigan. Thank you so much for joining us here on the program. SteveGruber.com, the newly redesigned SteveGruber.com for content and giveaways, much more. At Steve Gruber Show on Twitter. Find me on Twitter at Scott Bertram, SCOTBERTRAM. Mentioned last Friday when I was hosting, I was just a few followers away from 2,200 on Twitter. Well, I've gone past that mark, so thank you for your contribution. 2,202 followers, not that anyone's really counting, I suppose. Thank you so much for joining us. Coming up this hour, we'll talk with David Rubin on Trump administration and in Israel policy. Dr. Lee Edwards coming up also, Heritage Foundation's distinguished fellow in conservative thought, worked for the Goldwater campaign, for the Reagan campaign, just a big figure. Met him last year when he was here on the Hillsdale College campus. He'll join us also coming up later on this hour. I have some audio from the impeachment hearings yesterday in just a second or two. But first, on the Democratic debate tonight, Pete Buttigieg emerging as the leader in some Iowa polls. There was a New Hampshire poll out yesterday that also had him leading, but it was a weird one. Like 220 respondents, margin of error was plus or minus 6%. That's just a huge margin of error to have to put out a poll like that. Margin of error was 6.1%. That's massive. So I'm going to wait to see about the surge in New Hampshire. It does look like he has some traction in Iowa, which means he could be the target tonight, a big target on the back of Pete Buttigieg tonight in the debate in Georgia. So you got him, you got Bernie Sanders, Joe Biden, Elizabeth Warren, and there's 10 total on stage tonight. Amy Klobuchar will be there. Kamala Harris will be there. Andrew Yang. And so this is down in Georgia. It's on MSNBC, you know, if you want to tune in and laugh. 9 o'clock start time tonight. Elizabeth Warren and Joe Biden are certainly still the front runners, although, again, Pete Buttigieg trying to push his way into that top tier. There's still a long way to go. There's still a number of debates to go, and it is still uncertain. Although, you know, I read a piece yesterday by Jim Garrity over at National Review, essentially saying that, you know, this Biden collapse, if you want to call it that, doesn't really exist. You know, Iowa, he's, what, I think second in Iowa, and New Hampshire is kind of up in the air, but he's got a big lead in South Carolina, and he still has the lead in most national polls. And so everyone waiting for Biden to collapse might be waiting for a long time. We'll see. Things can change very quickly after those primaries, which still are a couple of months away, or the caucuses in Iowa still are a couple of months away. So we'll kind of monitor tonight. I'm sure Steve will have some feedback tomorrow on what he sees in this debate, as well as his reflections on spending a day at the White House yesterday. And we'll talk to him about that later on in hour three of today's program. He had a one-on-one with President Trump yesterday. And I believe that'll be coming in tomorrow's show. So stick around here. And also feedback from the debate tonight down in Georgia. Who can say the looniest, most far-left thing? The competition well underway this evening. All right, audio yesterday as we have more of the impeachment hearings in the House. Elise Stefanik, who has become a well-watched figure in these impeachment hearings thus far, getting a chance to question Volker, the ambassador. And this is a little lengthy, about 2 minutes or so, but Elise Stefanik does a great job of working through her questions, getting the answers that are important to hear. Elise Stefanik yesterday in the House.
I wanted to start with a July 25th call between President Trump and President Zelensky. Mr. Morrison, you were on that call, and there was no mention of withholding aid on the call, correct?
That is correct, Congresswoman.
And there was no quid pro quo, correct?
Correct.
No bribery?
Correct.
No extortion?
Correct.
And Ambassador Volker, I presume you got a readout of the call, is that correct?
Very terse readout, but yes.
In this tertiary readout of the call, Ambassador, from the U.S. participants, was there any reference to withholding aid?
No, there was not.
Any reference to bribery?
No, there was not.
Any reference to quid pro quo?
No, there was not.
Any reference to extortion?
No, there was not.
And I presume you also got feedback from your Ukrainian counterparts as to how the call went. Did they mention the withholding of aid?
No, they did not.
Did they mention any quid pro quo?
No, they did not.
And did they mention any bribery?
No, they did not.
And in fact, the day after the call, you met with President Zelensky. This would be on July 26th.
That's correct.
And in that meeting, he made no mention of quid pro quo.
No.
He made no mention of withholding the aid.
No.
He made no mention of bribery.
No.
So the fact is the Ukrainians were not even aware of this hold on aid. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And in the coming weeks, you were in touch with Ukrainians as part of your official duties. And this included talking to Ukrainians over the phone, in person, on text. And the Ukrainians never brought up an investigation into the Bidens. Is that correct?
That's correct.
They never brought up the withholding of the aid.
That's correct.
They never brought up quid pro quo or bribery.
Let me bring up the aid. They did bring that up after the political article appeared on the
29th. I'm going to get to that. But until the political article,
then, no.
They did not bring it up. And you said in your closed-door deposition, quote, it never came up in conversation with them, and I believe they had trust in me that they would have asked if that was really what they were worried about.
That's
is that correct?
That is correct.
And as you pointed out, the Ukrainians never even knew their foreign aid was on pause until the article was published in Politico in August.
That's correct.
So they didn't know during the call.
That's correct.
Elise Stefanik there, Congresswoman, with the questions. And the answers from the from those under oath that you need to hear. Doing a great job. Today, Gordon Sondland, European Union ambassador, is expected to testify. Also this week, Laura Cooper, a Defense Department official. David Hale, State Department official. Fiona Hill, former White House aide. David Holmes, State Department official in the U.S. Embassy. But Sondland should be testifying today. That's one of the big names in these impeachment hearings. We'll see what he says. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on The Steve Gruber Show.
Some of the coolest homes are also some of the warmest. Homeowners who have an eye for detail and quality often have their eye on Oil Heat for its exceptional warmth and its friendly service. Oil Heat is clean, efficient, and safe. And BioHeat Oil, which blends biodegradable materials, provides a renewable fuel source that's good for your home and environment. Now that's cool. See more at useoilheatmichigan.com. Brought to you by the locally owned and operated members of the Michigan Petroleum Association and the National Oil Heat Research Alliance.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
Okay, here goes. I know more about cooking dinner for a party of 12 than I do about packing a lunch for a 12-year-old. I know kids like things like PB&J, pigs in a blanket. Oh, and fish sticks. They do love fish sticks. Fillets I get, but sticks? What part of the fish does the stick come from? I know I can read a cookbook that'll tell me how to make a red wine reduction, but where are the cookbooks that can teach me how to cut the crusts off bologna sandwiches? Oh, maybe we can compromise on mac and cheese. Can you make that with Brie? Everybody likes Brie, right?
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to push your food around their plate. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Every week at Ellie's Place, peer support groups help hundreds of children and teens learn to cope and begin to heal after the death of a parent, sibling, or someone close to them.
It just made me feel like I wasn't the only one going through this.
1 in 12 children in Michigan will experience the death of a parent or sibling before the age of 18. At Ellie's Place, children interact with peers who've suffered a similar loss and express their emotions in a secure and empowering environment. Learn more at elliesplace.org.